With Hurricanes Ike and Hannah barreling through, you might actually have forgotten about Gustav. Well, the people of Jamaica haven't. Of all the storms this summer, Gustav hit them the hardest. And as the world's Marco Werman tells us, Gustav couldn't have come at a worse time for one Jamaican musician trying to stage a comeback.
Here's how a student in Kingston described what she saw after Gustav.
When I went out and I looked around Kingston, I saw an entire hillside. It was just collapsed. And I took photos of houses that were half on land and half in the middle of the air. And the bridge that connects Harborview to Kingston, that bridge is gone.
That missing bridge from Harborview to Kingston connected people in the capital with a little bit of country. It's a convenient metaphor for the current career of Claudius Linton. Linton, who goes by the stage name Kingman, is a musician who had brought a little country consciousness into Jamaica's rude boy urban reggae in the 70s. Some say he invented roots reggae, though that's hard to pin down. Still, Kingman's number one 1976 hit, Crying Time, surely established a template for the roots reggae style.
Ooh, it's gonna cry when it's crying time. Gonna weep when it's weeping time. I'll be surely be that was strong against the storm.
Kingman produced hits for about 10 years in Jamaica, and then he slipped off the radar. Recently, Kingman's career took off again thanks to a new album produced here in the States.
Amazing grace. Oh, sweet the sound.
Kingman recorded the new album, Sign Time, with Ian Jonah Jones. Jonah is a rock guitarist and producer based in Baltimore. He brings a new perspective to Kingman's music, and yet, even on the one composition here that isn't Kingman's, the reggae rootsiness is still there.
That I found I was blind, but now I see.
A few years ago, Jonah was vacationing in Negril, Jamaica. He met Kingman on a beach there, and they became friends. Jonah offered to produce what would become Kingman's first album in 20 years. Now he's offering another kind of help. When Gustav hit earlier late last month, it literally blew the roof off Kingman's house. Ian Jonah Jones has begun raising funds to help Kingman rebuild his home. Helping his new partner out is Jonah's latest way of drawing attention to an artist he believes deserves more props. Most big-selling Jamaican artists these days make their mark with short-lived pounding dancehall hits about girls and greed. So it is surprising to find a veteran of the business coming back and singing songs about the troubles he sees in the world. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
The eclipse of the moon. Ninja's coming very soon. Scientists don't know. Astrologers don't show. Psychics and things and things. UFO is on their minds and things. All I'm on Zion. All I'm on Zion. Sign time, what a time. Sign time, sign time. Sign time, what a time.
Sign Time, the title track there from the new release by Kingman and Jonah. Our Boston team includes Stephen Snyder and Mary Lou Ward. In London are Matthew XL, B. Rowlett, and Alex Collins. The world's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins, with web and tech support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, and Michael Rass. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. Learn more at Medtronic.com.